DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Come all.
All right, you ready, Adam?
Yes.
Are you ready, or you just want to fuck around some more?
Can I do both?
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by The Sin of Mother Mary, the new book by Drew O'Brien, available on Amazon.com. Kindle edition for $4.99, the new paperback edition for $14.28, which is just a crazy price. But hey, it's free shipping with Prime. Anyway, check it out on Amazon.com. Search for The Sin of Mother Mary. And don't forget to use the special checkout code DIPLUS for absolutely no discount whatsoever. Although Gooch will get $3, so you know. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from The Sin of Mother Mary, free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Good day, Daniel.
I'm going to assume that absolutely nobody from Arkansas has bought Drew's book.
I don't know. How would I know if anyone? Yes, let me just pull everyone from Arkansas.
Did you not
right
go
now
to the meetings or something?
I missed this week's meeting. The state meeting. Yes. You know,
so you do have a state. So you do admit it. You do have a state meeting there,
right,
in Arkansas.
We all get together. We bring. It's a potluck. And yes, we all bring Dorito casserole and and potato salad.
Yeah, Toppy Smelly in the chat room is saying that he's wrote a book also. Yes, The Stink of Brother Barry is the sponsor next week, which I believe is the name of his book. Anyway, you know what, Adam? It is Tuesday evening. It is 10:12 p.m. in the East, and that, of course, can mean only one thing. And what would that be?
That we are streaming live on Pride48.com.
We absolutely are. And who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Well, I already read it earlier for them, but Turnip Head Crone, Good Humor Penguin, It's All About Me, that would be Mark, K-Rock, Kathy Bacon, Mags, Nowhere TJ, Q-Sledge, RT Death Correspondent, Sater 69, Steve CX, blah, 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 Toppy Smelly, P48, and Veritable Virgo would be in the chat room. And I did want to mention, I don't know if it has already been overturned, but I heard on the news that at least for a few days, gay marriage was legal in the state of Arkansas. I don't know if it's been overturned yet. I didn't even know it until this morning. And they go, depending on what this judge says this morning, it may again be illegal like 2 days later. So I don't know.
If only there was some internet-worked system of computers whereby we could ask that question too. You know, something like by the name of, okay, Kathy Bacon, is gay marriage still legal in Arkansas? New court filing in Arkansas, same case in marriage state from 9 hours ago. It doesn't give me an easy answer. Damn you, Kathy Bacon,
without
you.
There would be an easy. I'm just saying, even though you guys think we're so backwards, at least for a couple of days, it was legal.
Did you rush right out and get married?
No. You know what? I didn't have the engagement ring. I didn't have, no plan.
No.
I didn't even know until this morning. I woke up, and literally the way I found out was them going, and it may be overturned today. You know, that's.
All right.
That's how in the
know
I am.
You know what, folks in the chat room, if you jump onto your Twitter machines and your Facebook machines and tell folks that you are here in the chat room and that they can join us, because I tell you, we're going to announce our big contest this evening. The big Pride 48-wide contest.
Celebrity Death Phone.
Well, no, this is just for a period of time. Like Celebrity Death Phone is ongoing, right? And it has this is the Fantasy Summer Movie League, which we're going to explain in a bit. So there's still plenty of time, and you have all the way up until May 22nd to get started with it. So, you know, there's no rush for it. But if you want to know what it is, and you want to play a game for free with all of your Pride 48 friends, then, you know, let people know this is the place to find out about it. We're going to talk about that. Look at that. Look at that. We're teasing it. We're teasing it.
So
in the meantime, why don't you tell me about your magical Saturday?
Well, it was. Well, you know, while everyone else apparently was out getting married in Arkansas over the weekend or, you know, whatever they were doing.
This would be why you did not get married.
Right. Well, there's this magician in Branson, which is it's Branson, Missouri, and it's a couple of hours from where I live. And I've been wanting to see him. In his show, he has the white tigers and panthers and exotic birds and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. Is his name Siegfried?
No. His name is Kirby Van Birch. Anyway, regardless.
I am Kirby Van Birch with the white tiger. I am absolutely no relation to Siegfried or that man who was attacked brutally by a tiger the other day.
Some prince over in Arabia or somewhere called him once the Prince of Magic. So he really, you know, he really promotes that.
Once called Michael Jackson the King of Pop. It doesn't make it true.
Right. So I thought I got, you know, Mark gets bored easily. So I thought, you know, on Saturday, why don't we just go over to Branson? We're practically out of restaurants to do here locally. And I've been wanting to see that magician.
And what more gay-friendly, welcoming place than Branson, Missouri?
Well, there aren't very many places that are a couple of hours drive away that have magicians and things of that nature and restaurants and all that. But anyway, so I looked online. I ordered the tickets and we were going to go. We were all set, picked a restaurant, all that kind of stuff. But about an hour later, I noticed I never got an email. Nothing was charged on my card. And I thought, I'm not going to drive all the way up there and just risk it that I'm going to magically get a confirmation number. So I called the number a little page came up on the website and said, here's your confirmation, but you'll get an email as well. So there was a phone number there. So I called it and I said, yeah, I just like an hour ago bought these tickets for the magic show tonight and I haven't gotten a confirmation number or anything. Anyway, and so the woman on the phone says, oh.
Oh, wow. Oh, the woman on the phone. Wait, hold on just a second. Who is the woman on the phone?
Hey, guys, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Celebrity death line.
Yes.
I don't know if this is going to count because it's a little bit of an old one, but I don't remember anyone calling about it, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Yes.
Lee Marshall died. Who is Lee Marshall, you ask?
I am asking.
The voice of Tony the Tiger.
That's great.
So that would absolutely pass the walking on the street test. Tony the Tiger died. Well, the voice of him, you know. Anyways, April 26th, he died. So we'll see if you count that or not.
Oh, all right. First of all, I love this because it's not RT Cruiser, even though I love RT Cruiser, but it's actually someone who has won an entry into the contest that is not RT. Of the last, let's say, 10 entries into the contest, how many of them have been RT Cruiser?
I don't know. It's been a lot, for sure. For sure, it has been a lot. So I'll
now keep in mind, I love RT Cruiser. But I also love Carrie. And so Carrie can buy the cruiser.
Like a cat.
And yes, you're correct. That does pass the walking in the street. So anyway, I'm so sorry. Tony the Tiger died and interrupted the lady on the phone. Now, the lady on the phone, did she say, oh my God, Tony the Tiger died?
I think you missed this, so I'll play it one more time.
They're great.
I did miss it.
Yeah.
But no, tell me, what did the woman on the phone
say? So she goes, oh, he will never perform ever again in Branson, Missouri. He has made some horrible mistakes in his life and he is paying for them. And I'm like, whoa, you know, why don't you give me his life story too? You know what? Anyway, so apparently he's not currently performing in Branson.
He has made some horrible mistakes in his life.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's like a crackhead or an alcoholic or beats his tigers or I don't know. But anyway, so I thought, well, no, we've already decided we're going to go to Branson. So I'll just look around.
What's his name? What's his name? Can I Google him or
Kirby Van Birch?
Can I Kathy Bacon him?
Yeah, probably. There are a couple of news stories. But anyway, so I found another magician that is currently residing at the Andy Williams Theater, the Moon River Theater. And Andy Williams died last year, so now they're putting other acts in there. Anyway, I like Andy Williams. You're laughing. But this guy, his name is Rick.
I'm laughing because for some reason I thought you said Andy Williams and immediately I thought Andy Griffith. Anyway, which is
no, Andy Williams.
And Moon River.
Andy Williams.
Moon River
he's the one
and Andy
that sang,
Griffith, which is
Moon River.
I'm familiar.
That was
with Andy,
really
Andy
off, and the key
he
was horrible.
Did,
anyway,
he did a lot of Christmas specials.
Yes. So anyway, Rick Thomas, I believe, is the guy's name. And I thought, well, what the hell? It's a magic show. We'll go to that one. So bought the tickets, go up there, and everything, and I. Okay, this guy probably early 60s, pot belly, but still wearing the same like tight shirts with the cloak and everything that magicians are wont to wear, you know, trying to pull this off.
Poof, it's magic.
I mean, yeah, and has this dance move that he does during every trick. And I wish they could, but he does this, oh, you know, all this gyrating around, and then he goes, whoo, and like, you know, puts his hand, and you'd have to see, but I mean, what I'm doing, but he puts it like he's jacking off almost, you know, like, whoo, you know, and it's like every trick he does this, right? And the tricks.
Aren't for kids.
He showed a video. He did the most stereotypical old tricks of anyone.
I am now going to make these chains join together, these links join together.
He did that one. He started off the show pulling the birds out of the sleeves and making them multiply and all that kind of stuff.
Hold on. We're getting ahead of the chat room here, way ahead of the chat room. The chat room would like you to know that your original magician was busted on tax evasion, so nothing salacious there. His poor life choices really just had more to do with, you know, tax evasion.
I don't know if that was recent. The most recent one was the USDA is investigating him for possibly mistreating the animals.
eating a tiger.
But anyway, so... It was the
I heard
most...
that Tony the Tiger died, and I didn't know it was the voice actor. I thought it was my cat, Tony, when I shot him and I ate him.
It was the most horrible magic show. Okay, that is have you seen the trick where the woman goes in this thing, and you can see her face?
Oh, wait, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to quote Pendulette. There are only four magic tricks in the world. Everything is just a variation of those.
Well,
four
yeah,
tricks.
That's true.
So have I seen this trick? Yes, I've seen every
yeah,
trick.
But okay,
yes.
This woman goes into this box that's shaped roughly like her, and they lock her in, and her head, you can see it's like, you know, Man-at-Arms on He-Man, the character that his head rotates around and he has different faces. It's like that.
Yes.
Where
yes.
They have the box and you see her face and the magician turns the thing and her head turns and then he turns it all the way around to make it look like he's spinning
does it,
her
does
head
it make
around.
The noise?
Yeah, kind of like
noise,
that.
As if her neck
you
were
could,
breaking.
Exactly. You could see that it was a wig and not even really the back of her head when he turned it around. Anyway, it was horrible.
I'm sorry. Kathy Bacon just came in the chat room. She would like you to start over.
No.
Can you start your story over? Because I think Kathy Bacon missed a few.
Oh, sorry. It was, Mags. I apologize. It was not Man-at-Arms. It was Many Faces.
Many Faces.
Anyway, excellent. Regardless, horrible magic show. Don't ever see Rick Thomas, illusionist.
This is really becoming. Wait, what's his name?
Rick Thomas, master illusionist.
Before.
Huh?
I think I have seen him before. Unlike. In Vegas.
He was in Vegas and now he's in Branson, Missouri. Branson, Missouri is where magicians go to die.
Let's just move on here. I wanted to TJ, who by the way had a lovely trip in England. I hate her. Or I guess overseas. I hate her. I was seeing all the pictures, they all look so lovely and he's like, "I want to go there. I want to go there and have butter beer and take photos." Anyway, but she posted this in the Pride 48 group on Facebook the other day. And I wanted to bring this up just because I'm intrigued by that. Now, I know people were joking about it and they asked you about it because of your you know, salacious past with melons. But I just lost the page. It's over here. All right. So I want to just play. This is the beginning of the video. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is the beginning of the video here. That's here we go.
Now, this is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited.
All right, now, she, just so you know here, she is a sex therapist or some kind of sex speaker.
I believe TJ posted this. Did you say that already?
Yes, I did. Okay. I thanked TJ for it. And it was, so this is the she posted this thing and everything. And it's basically, as you can hear here, it's just kind of
when
like, I'm going to turn this down. You know, she's got like,
hand.
You know, the nice little jazz music there in the beginning. And she's talking very clinically about, you know, like giving.
And being grapefruited. You know, so being what you need to do is, of course, have a grapefruit.
You need to have a grapefruit. And she goes through the whole thing and talks about the technique of grapefruiting, which, spoiler alert, is basically just cutting a hole in a grapefruit in the roughly the circumference of the cock so that it basically makes one of those silicone sleeves that you could go to the sex store and buy.
You can do it with the tomato as well.
You could do it with a silicone sleeve that would not leave sticky, nasty ooh goo all over you or have any kind of, you know, lasting ramifications.
If you did it with a regular sex toy, you wouldn't have over 2 million views on X2.
It wouldn't matter. Here's where the thing went wrong. There's no words. Just here.
What you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do. Once he's nice and erect, what you're going to do is replace the grapefruit from your mouth. You're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time.
I just need you to go, ha!
Right, ha!
would you ever in your wildest fucking dreams ever have sex with someone who's
if anyone went down on me and started making that noise, I would run.
This to me is exactly what it sounds like when Andy Virostarl starts talking about, like, you kids, you know, got your hands in your cell phones all the time. You should live in the moment. You should live in the moment. You should do those things.
I imagine that might be some sound you might hear coming from Big Fatty. I don't know, but it's not something you really want to hear.
Oh goodness, dear goodness! Today I went down into the fat cave and I was just like,
exactly.
Oh, it's a beach.
At the whole aquarium.
Is he like Sam Kinison's voice on there? No, no. It's just some kind of weird demon child thing.
I think she does need to be exercised. Maybe that's it.
No idea. Thank you, TJ, for bringing that to our attention. That was lovely of you. Let's find out if someone's on the phone here that can save us from this. Yes, hello. Oh, I got to click on the thing.
Hey, celebrity death phone. Peggy O'Shea, the head writer of the soap opera One Life to Live, has died at 91. No, I don't know who she is either. I just wanted to get at least one fucking call in before our T. Cruiser did. Did I? Probably not.
You did.
All right. This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, that rhymes. And you'll be happy to know that, well, first of all, two things. Number one.
No, you know what? Because he's not RT Cruiser, I gave him a dollar.
No, he doesn't get it because I'm going ahead. Spoiler alert. Hello?
Hey there, celebrity death phone. H.R. Giger,
yes.
The artist, the phenomenal artist who designed the alien monster and so many other wonderfully twisted visions, has passed away at 91. This is actually really sad for me because he's actually one of my favorite artists. He's just, oh God, his artwork is just insane and wonderful and creepy and grotesque and surreal. And I don't have enough adjectives. So I'm going to miss him. Obligatory sigh.
Somebody I liked died.
This is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Excellent. So, Seder, you do... Oh, wait, no, wrong one. Sorry. You do get a dollar for that one. And I just wanted to point this out to you because you are here in the chat room. I wanted to point you out. You did not beat RT Cruiser for the Peggy O'Shea because even RT Cruiser did not sink so low as to call for the writer of One Time to Live.
And if RT Cruiser doesn't call about somebody.
Right. If RT Cruiser doesn't call about somebody, you know is not important at all. But you did beat out both Mark from It's All About Me and RT Cruiser for H.R. Giger. So congratulations on that. I cannot. This is just the greatest fucking sound ever. I want to make that into a fucking ringtone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Summer Fantasy Movie League. This is a chance for you, the loyal Pride 48 listener of both of this podcast and others, to participate with your Pride 48 brethren and sistren in a summer-long contest that is going to pit you against each other. Man against man, woman against woman, Donna Sugars against everyone. Adam, have you signed up for this?
Yes, I did.
All right, so the concept here is that this is very much like what I am told that straight people play a fantasy football league. This is very much like that. And what it is that you are going to go to a website that we're going to give you the link to, which is summermovieleague.com. Don't go there right now because there's another one for you to go directly to our league. You're going to sign up for the Pride 48 Movie League so that you'll be... We're in our own little league, and there's no limit to the number of people that can join here. It is free to do so. And what you're going to do is you're going to pick 10 movies, and there is a list on the website. There, you know, you can't type these movies in. There are a list of all the movies and when they're opening that you just click on to choose. You're going to choose 10 movies that open between May 22nd, 2014, and September 7th, 2014. And that's going to comprise your team. Those 10 movies are going to make up your team. And what's going to happen is that instead of points from games and points from throws and all that stuff like that, the way you earn points is that the box office receipts from these movies become your points as you go along. So if that movie is on your team and it opens and it gets money in box office receipts, those go to your points. Additionally, you're going to rank how you think at the end of the summer your 10 teams are going to end up, right? Ideally, you're trying to pick the top 10 movies of the summer. So you're going to place them in rank 1 to 10 on your list. There's a place for you to do that on the site. And if the movie actually is the correct rank at the end of the summer, you're going to get 10,000 extra points for that. So in other words, if you predicted that, I don't know, X-Men is the fourth movie, you know, the fourth highest grossing movie of the summer, and it is the fourth highest grossing movie of the summer, you get 10,000 extra points. If you're one slot away, if it's number three or number five, you get 5,000 extra points for the summer. So there you go. And we will announce the winner of this in Vegas because, you know, it runs till Memorial Day or to, yeah, Memorial Day. So we will do that. But here's the, here's the thing. Someone in the chat room is asking, can you change your picks? You absolutely can change your picks all the way up until the point that a movie opens. So you have 10 movies, right? You can swap them out with other movies, whatever. But as soon as that movie opens, as soon as it moves its first, as soon as it earns its first dime, it's locked into your rating. So you can switch out your movies as much as you want. But as soon as the first movie opens, right? As soon as a movie opens, you can no longer remove it from your team. So if you, like Kathy Bacon, decided to choose Blended as a choice, I'm just going to question that. But if you had, you know, the great Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore vehicle, if you had chosen that one and you just realized that that was a tragic, horrible mistake because that movie will not make a fucking dime, you could switch it out with another movie all the way up until the point that, you know, Blended opens. Because as soon as the movie opens, you can no longer remove it from your team.
I think that's
does that make any sense,
Kathy? You may want to reconsider your choices.
I know. I think that's great. I think she's
actually
perfect.
Right. Yes. Everyone choose Blended.
Everyone should choose Blended. Is a great movie. Everyone should choose
So one question, because
I'm putting the link into the chat room for the folks in the chat room. You can click on the link and go to it there. For folks that are listening to the podcast, go to our website and hopefully Adam will have the link on our description of this episode. It is completely free to play and you can go to the website as many times as you want to go back and check those things. If for some reason you don't have the link, you can just go to summermovieleague.com and sign up for the account and then go to the league directory and look for Pride 48. As the league, it requires a password, and the password for our league is Pride48ML, as in movie league. So Pride48ML. So Pride48ML is the password for our league.
And I don't know if capitals matter, but it's a capital P
and a capital ML.
And ML is capital.
Currently, there are 8 teams, and we just started this today. So currently, there are 8 studios. I'm sorry, not teams. 8 studios listed in the contest. 21st Century Boy Bands, which is Jerome. Bacon Adventures, which is Kathy Bacon. Daddy Dave's Porn Factory, which is from Daddy Dave. Daniel Beaver's Movie Lodge, which, of course, is me. The Geeky Gaze Studios, which is Adam Burns. The Molson Method Productions, which is our friend Molson. Seder Studios, which is Seder69. And Vivian Starling, which is Crow. 70. So
all those people were so fast. Did you warn people ahead of time, or
I put it on Facebook and put it on Twitter and all that fun stuff. Anyway, this is a thing to do. So make sure that you the password again is Pride48ML. Pride48ML. Anyway, make sure that you sign up for the Movie League. And like I said, it's free to do. It's fun to play. You can check back on the website as much as you want so that you can see, you know, where your standings are week to week. And we, of course, will, you know, announce it on the show as to where people are in their standings. The first movie that you can possibly choose would be one opening on May 22nd. So the weekend, a few days before Labor Day is when we're going to start, and a few days after Memorial Day is when we're going to end. So
we're going to have two contests that we're announcing the winner of.
In Pride 48. The difference is that the Death Phone, we're going to give away money. This contest, you just get to brag, really.
Yeah.
You're not giving away.
And also,
unless Kathy Bacon wants to pony up a prize. We're just going to.
Couldn't you just copy someone else's identical list?
You
and
could.
Tie?
However, no, you couldn't tie because. Although, if you click on My Studio, you can see my choices, my 10, but you can't see my ranks. You can't see what I chose as my ranks, and that's going to give me bonus points, 10 or, you know, 10,000 or 5,000 bonus points if I am at the right rank or below. So that is what, you know, makes it different.
Oh, I see. Okay. You and I picked a lot of the same movies.
We did, but our rankings are probably completely different.
And I had not looked at yours at all because I just logged in and it makes you pick movies immediately. Well, maybe there's a way to get around it, but anyway, fun.
So there you go. That is the Fantasy Summer Movie League, brought to you by your friends at Dubious Intent Plus and Pride 48. All proceeds of this contest go to absolutely no one because there are no proceeds to be had, and the prize will be given by Kathy Bacon because she is awesome.
You know, it's funny. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it,
change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it. I'm sorry, you were gonna say it was funny? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to move the show along here, Adam. You know, the DI Plus technology segment is brought to you by It's All About Me. When you need to know something about technology, don't ask them because they are clueless.
You know, you really skipped two different topics.
No, I haven't. We're coming back to them.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. We're just mixing it up there. You know what I'm saying? Mixing it up.
It's always dangerous.
All right, let's get to our technology.
Are you on something tonight? You got like the soundboard at the ready?
I do. I have everything. I'm going here. I got everything going. I tell you, it's. I took little pills. Anyway.
Hey guys, it's Mark with It's All About Me podcast.
Okay.
I have a tech question.
Yes.
I have a Mac. I know you guys aren't that familiar with Macs, but.
All right. The answer to this question is go buy a PC. There you go. The DI Plus tech segment is front to you. I should just go ahead, right?
Oh, they are. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you think they're the scourge of the earth or whatever. But anyways. I have a VPN connection to my office.
Yes.
On my laptop.
Yes.
And I'm trying to set it up on our desktop,
Mac
desktop. Anyways, we just recently switched over to Comcast Internet. We were originally with CenturyLink DSL. However, now my VPN on my laptop doesn't work. When I go to my office, it works fine, and that's probably because we're on the same network. But at home, my VPN that was working previously is no longer working. And I can't get the VPN to work on the Mac desktop. So I'm throwing it out there to you two to see if you guys can help me with this. I would really like to be able to log into my office so I can start working at home. Anyways, take care. Talk to y'all soon. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, first of all, let's start with just the basics here. A VPN is a virtual private network. And what it does is a piece of software that you're running on your computer at home that gives the illusion as though your home machine is on your office network. So in other words, it's as if you picked up your home machine, carried it over to the office, and plugged it into a jack inside of your office there, right? So that it's in somewhere within their network and that you'd sign into it there.
And it's all encrypted and stuff.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's a virtual and it's private. So the virtual piece is the fact that it makes it look like it's on that network, and the private piece is that it's encrypted. But that's all it really does, right? It doesn't do anything else. It's just creating it's putting your local machine onto the work network so that you can access your email and stuff like that, because most companies have those things isolated from the outside world, especially if you deal with any kind of PHI. So that's PHI is, it doesn't matter. That's a HIPAA thing. It doesn't really, the point is that that is all a VPN is. So it's just a piece of software. So when you say that it works at your office, of course it works at your office because there is no VPN at your office. You are actually on your network at the office, right? When you plug into the jack there or you use the Wi-Fi at your office, you're already within the walls of the, within the firewalls. So you're inside of the firewall so that you don't have to get through them. So if it was working on your laptop before and now you're trying to make it work on your desktop, there's a couple of things that could possibly be the problem.
Well, so just to clarify, it was working on both. I think it was working on both the desktop and the laptop before. They switched internet providers and now it's working on neither.
Okay. Then probably it is something to do with the way that the ports are being forwarded on your router. Because if you switched your internet provider, you have most likely gone to a new router, right? Because they've brought in a new cable modem router for you and put into your home. So probably what this is a case of a port, right? Your VPN software is trying to tunnel out through a particular port that your Comcast router is saying, oh, stop there. We don't allow that to go on here. And, you know, that's not a port that we allow you to use. So it's probably a setting inside your Comcast router that sets that port, which means that you're going to have to go to, you know, have to call Comcast basically and have them walk you through setting it up on your router. Basically, what you're going to want to do is to open that port on your router so that it can come through your network. You could have the problem, and I don't want to get like too far off into the weeds here, but we have run out of IP addresses, IP4, internet addresses, like IP addresses, version 4, we've run out of them. So what a lot of, what many different cable providers are doing for their broadband is that they are actually NATing it at the ISP, which means that you have a private IP address at your home instead of a public internet address, which means that you cannot do port forwarding through it. You can tell this if your internet, if your IP address on your machine is something that is private, like 192.168.something. In other words, if you go to your router config and your router's public IP address is actually a local address, as in 192.168.x or 10.x or any of the other public IP addresses like that, then that means that you're not actually on the internet. You're being NATed, right? Network address traversal Anyway, you're being spoofed from the ISP so that they can have more people on a single IP address. Anyway, all of it boils down to this. You're going to have to talk to Comcast because they're the only people that can walk you through this. I cannot walk you through, setting up your router. It would go on as long as that Branson, Missouri story with the magicians.
There was nothing wrong with the Branson, Missouri story.
It was just very long, and I think the crux of it was is that you take your router, you change some settings, and it works.
Right.
And that is how you do it.
Ow. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it.
Aw, Carrie's unborn child loves us.
Well, I'm glad that someone's unborn child loves us.
Right, because Carrie says that either this baby loves you or your guys or is super annoyed by you. Because since I've started listening tonight, she has been jumping like crazy.
Maybe she was annoyed by the long magical weekend story, too.
She probably was. You know, the baby is probably in there and just going, Mama, Mama, Mama.
Ew.
It's like eating placenta or something. I don't even know what that is. Adam.
Well, I just have two quick things. One thing is kind of a news story, but I didn't want to put it in the news section. So I didn't know this, but Clay Aiken is running for Congress.
Yes, he is.
In North Carolina. And one of his running, his opponent, Keith Crisco.
So the people running are Clay Aiken and Crisco.
And Crisco. Exactly. Yes. Right. Maybe it makes that noise when they get together.
Probably the... I'm Clay Aiken. I'm running for Congress.
What I don't understand about this is Clay tried singing and couldn't make it, so now he thought he would get into politics. I don't.
You know what? The halls of Congress are littered with failed businessmen and entertainers.
Yeah. So anyway, his opponent died. From injury sustained during, quote, some type of fall.
No, it's more insidious than that, because he actually died like before they announced the runoff, like whether there was going to have to be a runoff or something between the two, because they were close enough in votes that there might possibly have been a runoff.
Yeah,
right, before that announcement, he mysteriously died.
Yeah, it says Clay Aiken was 400 votes in the lead.
Right. All I'm trying to say is that if Clay Aiken called the celebrity death phone to report his opponent right. dying, we would not accept it because of the suspicious circumstances under which it happened.
Anyway, so that story was emailed to us by RT Cruza. He didn't want to call the celebrity death phone for that death, but he wanted it mentioned on the show. So I have mentioned it. You know, it would be suspicious had Clay killed his opponents or if someone in American Idol his year had slipped and fallen. That would have made it a little bit more suspicious.
I don't even know who was on this. What was it, Ruben Studdard?
Ruben Studdard or whatever.
Well, I think, yeah, probably Ruben Studdard might have slipped and fallen, but you know, that fat cushioned him, so he really didn't get injured.
I actually heard a report on Freakonomics that says that they've done studies that fat people who get hit by cars in crosswalks are less likely to die or be injured than skinny people. True story.
Excellent.
And right. I don't have anything interesting really to say about that next one. I've been watching Johnny Carson YouTube all afternoon. I don't even know why. I stumbled across.
You know, that is so weird, because I also, which did you watch? Because I watched like the Johnny Carson documentary on him. And I
was just watching the documentary this
really?
Afternoon.
That was like a couple of weeks ago. I got sucked into the Johnny Carson hole.
Well, first of all, YouTube. Johnny Carson was such a good host. There is no, in my opinion, there is nobody that holds a candle to him.
No, I would absolutely agree with that.
And he did the right thing. He retired when he was at the top of his game and all that. But anyway, I don't know. I don't even know how. The first thing I saw was this David Letterman tribute to Johnny Carson. And it was like 6 or 7 parts. And I think I was looking for birthday songs or something. But I have no idea how I came across Johnny Carson, because it's not his birthday. But anyway. So I watched this whole like touching episode of David Letterman, where he brings on Doc Severinsen and the producer of The Tonight Show when Johnny was on there. And then I'm like looking at all these Johnny Carson things, and I go on Amazon, and the King of, I think it's called King of Late Night or something.
Yeah, King of Late Night, yeah.
Is free for Prime members.
Yep.
So I'm
that's where I started watching.
Anyway, he was so good. I wish there was.
Yes,
anyway, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. If anyone has any interest in Johnny Carson, you should go watch.
He was apparently a very difficult man to work with, but his public persona, he was a very, you know, he was just really a nice guy that, you know, was very likable and had a knack for talking to people and getting things out of them that maybe other people wouldn't.
A lot like podcasters, because a lot of us, I mean, not that we're at the same level of, you know, entertaining.
There's no possibility. No, I do. When I talk to people, all I talk about is me.
No, but
so
what?
How does this relate to me? So, yeah, I realize that you just made a movie and that you're, you know,
yes.
going to like. But how does this relate to me?
They said he was very reserved and quiet and a loner and like introverted when he was not on stage, when he was not on camera.
But that's a lot of entertainment.
Reminiscent of a lot of podcasters. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, there you go. So go and check it out.
Very good. King of Late Night. All right. A North Carolina man was arrested over the weekend after allegedly sitting in a Rock Hill Waffle House with no pants on and striking up a conversation about his genitals. A police officer reportedly saw Ryan Smallwood. Oh, my God. Really? Ryan
really?
Smallwood?
Ryan Smallwood is having a conversation about his...
Smallwood.
His genitals.
He was sitting in a booth flipping the bird early on Saturday morning while his pants were around his ankles. The officer told Smallwood, who did have his boxers on, to pull up his pants, and he complied. A short while later, the officer heard Smallwood talking about his privates to two other people sitting at the bar. Smallwood was told they have to repeat his last name.
What exactly was this conversation that he was having about his privates? Anyway, you know, my penis is so small. Now, my parents actually changed my name to Smallwood. No, I'm serious. It's Smallwood. My daddy, he was Deadwood later because he died, but before that, we used to call him Driftwood because he would just, you know, let it ride out into the world. Now, my mom, her name was Natalie.
So, I don't know. That's it. That's basically it. He was told to stop talking about his genitals and stuff, and he didn't comply, so they arrested him and charged him with public disorderly conduct. But this article says his last name, like, 10 times over the course of three paragraphs. Smallwood.
That's because there's some 20-year-old copy editor sitting there just laughing and having to work that in. Let's work his name into it one more time.
Right. Smallwood. They're all like Smallwood. Sitting there smoking pot, laughing over it, and eating Smallwood. A bag of Cheetos. Smallwood.
Thank goodness they're not. Yeah, well, I'll tell you who's been smoking pot. It's Sater, because he somehow thinks that the 100-foot journey is going to make money. Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the Sater stud EOs on the Summer Movie League.
All right. But in Tokyo, Japanese men who are looking for a place to drown their sorrows because of their hair loss now have a place where they can go on the cheap. Otosuke in Tokyo is now offering a quote.
I'm sorry. What was it called?
Otosuke.
I'm sorry. One more time.
Otosuke. I don't know. Otosuke.
You said it three different ways. Oh, whatever. Just pick anyone.
It doesn't matter. Is now offering a, quote, balding discount to customers who are having follicle issues. And a sign outside the pub says that it supports, quote, hardworking fathers losing their hair due to job stress. Anyone who enters the restaurant, which features a be bald, be proud sign, can get the discount by, quote, showing their baldness to a server. The more bald customers that are in a group, the greater the discount the party receives. And so they've quoted them here saying baldness.
What if you were losing hair in your genitals and that was what the guy was doing before in the previous story? He was just trying to show people that he was trying to show the server his baldness so that he could get a discount. Right? He was I'm losing from hair here on my penis, and look, I want to show you that. Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, that was probably it. So they just apparently it's really. I can't think of it, but anyway, it's a sensitive issue over in Japan, and so they wanted to just make it easier to go bald.
Of course it's a sensitive issue in Japan. I'm sorry, have you not? All right, just go to Google Images. Do this right now. Go to Google. I just burped. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
If that came through. Go to Google Images, right? Now type in Japanese men. Japanese men.
Okay.
Now find the bald one on that screen.
There's a lot of hair.
They all have that same hair. They all have that same, you know, if they're over the age of 50, then they have the mo, right? That mo cut. If they're under the age of 30, they have that like, what's that? That anime cut, right? That,
yeah.
That swoopy kind of like anime cut, whatever. It's like there are no bald Japanese men. So of course they're very.
So really they're just thinking, oh, this is a way for us to look like we're giving a lot of discounts. Right. When there won't be any. Okay, last story.
I'm just saying, Japan, I need to go to Japan. Japan rewards you for being fat. So I could actually, you know, revered over there. No, but sumo wrestlers, right? So I could be revered over there for being fat, and now I get a discount if I go bald. So this I don't understand why. This should be like
Big Fatty's
vacation.
You can be
anti-Vera Charles. Vera should vacation in Japan.
Live
That's all
like
I'm trying to say.
A king. Okay.
I'm a voice actor in the United States, but I'm huge in Japan.
So in a story surely too terrible to be true. Oh, we're jaunting on over to UK
now.
It is
true, and don't call me Shirley.
An intoxicated grandma is alleged to have caused the closure of a Manchester restaurant after she did something unspeakably foul in a tray of crispy seaweed.
Jesus Christ. Why is there a tray of crispy seaweed to start with?
UK's Sunday Sport reports the grandma shocked disgusted fellow diners when she took a number two in the middle of the all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
So is this a number two, meaning a quarter pounder with cheese with fries and a Coke?
I think it was a dump.
she took a deuce. She pitched
a log. Yes. They said onlookers gasped and some vomited when the drunken 52-year-old climbed onto a chair, pulled down her tights, and splattered her mess onto the savory treat. They report that grandma had been asked.
I'm sorry. Stop. Good night, TJ. I know you're all jet lagged from your fabulous vacation that I hate you for, but good night, TJ.
Was she in UK? By any chance, were you in the Chinese restaurant, TJ?
I find it conspicuous that she did leave right when you started talking about this story. It's just right. Like, on that note, I'm leaving. This is like, I think she may have been there.
She had been asked to leave after putting out a cigarette in another customer's drink. When the Sunday Sport approached the alleged offender, she told the reporter, yes, I was drunk, and yes, I did shit on the buffet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ. All right, are you done with that story? Because if so, I need to play this.
Yes.
That's not what I wanted to play. That's the Squiffy Squatter. What the fuck? How did that get there? Anyway, I just wanted to say, TJ will be featured on Pride 48 this weekend on the live It's All About Me show because they're having the mayoral debates on this weekend on Pride 48 on Friday evening. So make sure that you check out It's All About Me on Pride 48 this weekend.
I think that's It's All About the Me.
It's All About the Me. And you have TJ, who is one of the mayoral candidates. There. And I think, who else? There's Ricky Burton. And is R.C. Cruiser? No, R.C.
R.C. in Wisconsin?
R.C. in Wisconsin, is he a...
I don't know. I can't tell.
A mayoral candidate?
They've tossed his name around.
I think No-No Dan is running, but he can't actually run, so he's like using a puppet candidate. So I think like some... like it's a fluffy kitten or something that's running and he's controlling.
I don't know. Maybe Sydney will run.
Sydney is running. You know what? Sydney's tagline is a puppy meal for everyone.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Right. Exactly. All right. Are we done with this?
I guess. It was your thing.
I didn't know where are we at on our script?
We're done with the news.
We're done with the news.
That's the news, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm still playing the Squiffy Squatter, though. And I don't even know how I got that theme song. All right. I'm sorry. I did a lot of things before the show. You know what I'm saying? A lot of prep work before the show.
That's what you said.
I did. And I'm trying to make up for that now because the one thing I forgot to do before the show is to cue up the birthday song. So I'm talking very slowly while I'm clicking through here to try to find.
Well, I'm sure everyone will forgive you since you did so much prep work for the show.
They won't. They won't.
I mean, everyone heard that wonderful movie draft.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know what? Today is such a special fiesta.
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's your favorite new sound.
Ah, la, la. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, la,
la. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I will pay Robert $100.
if he what?
If
makes
when
that
you're
noise?
Having sex with him, he makes that noise.
There's no possible. A, no possible. No.
That's what I want to hear.
No, it's not. That's not what you want to hear. You know, I have another sound. Wait, I got another sound clip that I can play. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to pull this sound. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, this is the birthday segment. This is me. All right. So in your birthday segment, we have a couple of obscure people or obscure songs at least.
I heard a honk like someone farted. What was that?
So this is this is the 8-bit version of this theme song. So I thought it was interesting. So here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
If it'll play.
Just the first part again. I think I could get it off that, but when he goes into the ding ding ding, I lose it. Let's see. All right, stop. It's probably something that I know, and it feels like I should know it.
I'll find the real one. Let's see if you recognize this one.
This is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
Or is it Angel?
It's a Comedy Central show, and it's a news-type show.
Oh, it's the Colbert Report.
It is. And I don't understand. Now, I'm not a watcher of this show, but I don't understand why people refer... Maybe they refer to it this way. Do they refer to it as the Colbert Report? Because because it is the Colbert Report. It has a T on the end of it.
It's the Colbert Report. But Colbert has a T on the end of it, too.
Okay. Well, if, as long as that's the way they refer to it. Anyway, so yes, that is the song it is. That is the theme. So are you guessing that it's Colbert?
Yeah, it is Stephen Colbert.
Oh, there you go. So he's 50 years old. And
50
speaking,
years old.
That's why I now know why I was looking at Johnny Carson stuff all afternoon.
Because
Stephen Colbert is replacing David Letterman. I was looking for a David Letterman theme in case you didn't get it. And I found the bit about Johnny Carson. That's there you go. Rabbit hole. Anyway.
You know what? We're up to 13 studios in our
Already. All right. So anyway, so he's 50 years old and he is replacing David Letterman at some point. Here is the next one. Oh, mother. Well, there's an advertisement for the next 11 seconds. An advertisement. So I'll give you. But anyway, yeah. So he's going to replace. When is it? Like at the end of the year? Replace David Letterman.
Yes.
No, a cat. Here we go.
No, I've got that sound clip. Oh, I know this one. Alright, this is a group.
It is a group.
Is it country?
You know, I don't know if they're country or not. I'm not sure. Maybe.
I'm not going to get this. It's a group, and I'm going to kick myself for knowing. All right, tell me the name of the group.
The name of the group is Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, so is it Hootie?
I don't know. Did he go by Hootie?
I don't know. Is it Hootie and or one of the Blowfish?
I think it is Hootie, but that's not his name. You should look. Mark knows all of these.
Mark says Darius Rucker.
It is Darius Rucker, and I guess he's Hootie. I don't know.
Is Darius Rucker Hootie?
You know, this next one.
I thought the show was going great, but I look over the chat room and like 90% of them have left.
Well, they all had to go to bed for some. I don't know what the deal was. Anyway, so here's the next one. Oh, Hootie is Darius is 48. So here is the next one, and you may not know who this is, but this was just so interesting. This is the guitarist, a famous guitarist.
It sounds a lot like Jeff Beck. Is it Jeff Beck?
Like who?
Like Jeff Beck. Is it Jeff Beck?
No.
No, then I don't know.
Okay, the guy's famous for wearing looks like a KFC chicken bucket on his head and a mask. Okay. So the guy he literally goes by Buckethead.
I've never heard of him.
And he's a guitarist, a famous guitarist who goes by Buckethead. He wears a bucket on his head and a white mask.
Mark says it's Slash. I'm sorry, Mark. That gets you a not Slash.
So,
by the way, Carrie in the chat room says the important people are still here. Yes, I know, Carrie. You and Mark are here, and Mags is here, and Kathy Bacon is here, and Turnipet is here. Crone is here, although she's being very quiet.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, I didn't know. I thought maybe.
And Steve. And Steve CX1752. Is that your phone number?
I thought maybe, you know, I thought it was, because, you know, I'm young and I don't know a lot of these things. So I thought
You're
it might
not
be someone
young.
Well, I'm younger. Whatever. Okay, here's the next one.
I'm ready.
Oh,
you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both. And there you have the facts of life. All right, this is the facts of life.
Yes, black.
What? Black?
Black.
Oh, so it's Tootie.
Roller
skates.
It's
Kim Fields. Kim Fields, a.k.a. Tootie from the Facts of Life.
Yes, it is Kim Fields. I love that show. I love the theme song. I love the whole, I just love it all. Kim Fields is 45 years old.
45? You know, she's younger than me.
You're not older than 40, are you?
I am 53.
You are not 53. That is such a lie.
I look great for 53.
I don't know. How old? You're like 41 or 42.
Yeah, we'll go with that. All right, move on. This is the ending song to a show.
Yeah, it is.
What is the beginning song? Oh, I know this. I should know this.
And actually, this has some special meaning because Johnny Carson's last show ever, he made a joke that he was going to join the cast of this show. That was what he was going to do after his retirement.
Mama's Family?
No. This person had a famous father who had
a puppet. Is it Murphy Brown? So this is the Murphy. That is the theme to Murphy Brown.
It is the theme to Murphy Brown.
That was the closing theme to Murphy Brown.
Yes.
Okay. So, in fact, it was Candace Bergen whose birthday it is.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
It is, indeed. And Johnny Carson said on his last show, he said, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what I'm going to do in my retirement. He said, after a couple of shows ago, I've decided I'm going to join the cast of Murphy Brown.
That's because there was a big hubbub at the time because the vice president of the United States decided to pick a fight with a fictional television character. And he lost. It was fun.
So anyway, Candace Bergen hasn't done anything in a long time, and she is 68 years old. And those are your birthdays.
Those are our birthdays. And she did that. She did that thing what's her name? Sandra Bullock.
I don't know. What did they do?
That beauty pageant show. Miss Congeniality.
Yes, that one.
Going for the excellent. Yeah. All right.
And
well,
also
those are
William Shatner was in that.
Happy birthday, everyone. Excellent. I just realized that you were talking about the temperature earlier.
I just realized
that this entire time the air conditioner has not come on, and it is it's getting very hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
No, it's like blazing hot, like blazing hot tamales in here. It's very, very hot.
I've decided that I'm going to go on Amazon. And I'm going to buy the collection of Tonight Show, the DVD of all the Tonight Shows, the DVD set. Well, there
you go. You know what? Kathy Bacon in the chat room says, dear Lord, I hope I didn't call. And you know what, Kathy? That makes me want to listen to your phone call even that much more. Welcome to the Contact Center. Before we get to our phone calls, I wanted to play this for you. I think you're familiar with my cat, Buzzy.
I am, yes. We're good friends.
Buzzy is a white cat. He's a male, solid white cat. And he does this thing. So he is a pig. He's an absolute pig. He was, at one point in time, he had gotten up to like 26 pounds just from overeating. And we had to put him on a diet, and he had diabetes, so we had to put him on a Catkins diet. Anyway, the point is that we have to isolate him from the other cats when we feed him, right?
So okay.
we lock him into the bathroom when we feed them, or else he'll go and eat the girl's food, right? So we have to lock him into the bathroom. He has the most bizarre fucking meow, and I cannot explain it to people, so I actually recorded this. This is what happens when he is done eating his food. This is what it sounds like coming out of so he's locked in the bathroom, and he's done eating his food, and then it sounds like this. Does it sound like he's saying mama?
Something. It sounds like he's saying something. Let me out.
Mama.
Help.
And then he'll jump in the shower, and then he'll get stuck in the shower because he doesn't know how to get out of it. And then anyway.
How old is he?
He's still going. Sorry. He is nine or 10. No, actually, Robert and I have been together for 10, so he's got to be 11. Anyway, I just wanted to play that. Anyway, let's get to our voicemail show.
Yes.
All right, here we go. And no, he is not in distress. He's just done eating, and he wants to leave the bathroom to go eat the other cat's food. So he's in a bathroom. He has plenty of room. He is not being constrained in any way. He is just a little brat. All right, here we go. Let's go to our first phone call. Hello.
Hey guys, it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
So my entire message last time was cut off within 29 seconds, and I probably talked for a good 2 to 3 minutes afterwards. So you got a second message from me, you still didn't get the gist of my message. And I was saying that now that you're playing these games with It's All About Me and switching co-hosts and stuff, that it makes me think that I need to download It's All About Me, but I don't have time to download It's All About Me, and I don't have time to listen to another show. And I want to know how often they record and how long it is and see if I can put this into my normalness. And then I was saying that last time that this happened, it was when you were doing Dubious Intent or Call Box 7 or something, and you got me really into the Lips of Lorax show.
Yes.
And then they died.
They died. So now you have time. And now you have time.
I don't want to get into another show if they're just going to break my heart again.
No, they're not going to.
Is it worth it? Tell me the truth.
They won't break your heart.
Mark and Ed, close your ears so you don't hear the truth. Ready? Is it worth it? Is it really, really worth it?
Best show ever.
Right. If I'm being honest, no, it's not really worth it at all.
But is it? Is anything really? You listen to DI Plus.
I listen to Big Fatty, so I'm not a judge of character.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. So the thing, no, it's absolutely worth it. You should listen to It's All About Me. They record once a week, just like we do.
Theirs is shorter.
They try to keep it right around an hour, a little bit over an hour. But and you can listen to them at double speed.
Yeah, you can.
Right.
You won't understand voicemail messages, but other than that.
You won't. And you'll hear his mouse every time he clicks. Clicky, clicky. Clicky. Anyway, no, you should absolutely check it. And thank you, Carrie. And I'm sorry that you can I just take a moment here, Adam? Can I just take a moment?
You always do. Go right ahead to have a moment.
Ethan, who has called the show before, her son Ethan, who has called the show before, is so fucking adorable. It's like I see pictures of him on Facebook all the time. He just went on some kind of weird cult vacation with like the Bobbsey twins or something, because there's like these two kids that were dressed exactly the same, even though they look alike, and then Ethan playing together. It was like some cult compound. I don't know what she got involved in there. It was really weird and everything, but Ethan is so damn adorable. He is so cute. When he gets older and he wants to come spend a weekend in New York and everything, then you guys bring him. We'll all go out. We'll take him out to do New York things. It'll be fun.
Wait, not Bar American.
No, we won't take him to Bar American. No, we'll take him. We'll take him to see Elmo down in Times Square. We can all go down.
I know
the Elmos.
I know where you can take him, to the Toys R Us store, because that was the highlight of my trip.
With a freaking
Jeffrey.
Ferris wheel inside
and the Haagen-Dazs That was fantastic. I think he would love that. Get his picture made with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey was there, and nobody wanted to take their picture with him. All right,
Jeffrey,
let's move on.
Giraffe.
Let's move on to the next. Excuse me, to the next phone call. You know what? The funny thing is, my namesake Daniel is about the same age as Ethan. I'm just saying they could be buddies. And I'm not like trying to set them up like some kind of gay romance or anything like this. They're kids. I'm just saying they could be buddies. I'm just saying.
And she's saying, let's not see the puppet show with the exposed penis.
No,
we did not see a puppet show with any exposed penis. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
Hello, sugar plum pie faces.
That was it. No follow-up either.
That was the phone call that Kathy Bacon was worried about. Let's listen to that one more time, shall we?
Hello, sugar plum pie faces.
That is my favorite Kathy Bacon. All of her messages should be that short.
Hello, sugar plum pie faces.
Sugar plum
Hello,
pie faces.
Sugar plum pie faces. Yeah. Now, what could she have been wanting to say after
we
that?
We know she's still alive because she's in the chat room.
She's in the chat room.
So she didn't she didn't slip and fall down the stairs like that congressman did, the opponent to Clay Aiken.
There was no Clay Aiken weird. Clay Aiken could have hung up the phone on her. We don't know.
It could have. Yeah.
She could have had a gag order. Yeah, let's go to our last phone call.
Hi, this is a very sober turnip head calling. And I just wanted to say, I was completely sober when I called you the first time. So I think it's just the way the mobile phone system wobbles when you talk. But anyway. I am,
and plus the fact that you call it a mobile phone.
Hey, I think you should play the beginning of his message one more time and stop right after he says, hi, this is Turnip Head.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is a very sober Turnip Head calling.
Hi, Turnip Head.
And I just wanted to say, I was completely sober when I called you the first time. So I think it's just the way the mobile phone system wobbles when you talk. But anyway, I am fully aware that you don't get a dollar for your on when you make the celebrity phone call. I was saying that this person is definitely a celebrity, and I was rewarding Archie Cruiser for his brilliance, being well-educated and well-read, thought that he deserved a dollar for no call. Had a great night. Bye.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Don't they in AA meetings go, hi, my name is so-and-so. Hi, so-and-so.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, this is what I find amazing. After I made that joke about Blended not making a dime, both Carrie and It's All About Me have added it to their lineup in their fantasy movie leagues. It's not going to make a dime, folks. Well, it may make a dime, but it's not going to win. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Thank you, Carrie and Kathy Bacon and Turniphead, for calling. We appreciate each and every phone call that we get here at our show.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. So Kathy in the Bacon room, Kathy Bacon in the chat room is saying that she talked to herself for 3 minutes about Dairy Queen. So now we have Carrie speaking to herself for several minutes last week when she got cut off. And now Kathy Bacon getting cut off and she talked about Dairy Queen. So somewhere floating around in the ether are like a good 6 minutes worth of phone calls that no one has ever heard.
Maybe that's what everyone does. They think they're calling us and they're just talking randomly to their phone and it's not being recorded.
I mean, the pastor's in the pen. Carrie linked this in the chat room. What is this? It's the Goat Let It Go song.
You know, Kat sang that song last night on The Voice.
Yeah, she. Oh, God, what a horrible arrangement. That was the worst arrangement of that song that I have ever heard. Do you agree with me?
It was not the best arrangement of that song I've ever heard. That's for sure.
I'm looking for it now.
It was much better, though, than the crap that Adam picked for...
Here. First of all, no. This is not how the song starts, but all right, so like this is
snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is high like this swirling storm.
What I heard is the wind is high and
all
I'm
she
like,
needs is that grapefruit sound behind her and it'd be perfect.
Oh, I could do that. I could do that. Oh, it was horrible. It was just a horrible arrangement. Horrible. 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 Wait, what? So now they're saying that there's more after Sugar Plum Pie Faces. Yes, after Sugar Plum Pie Faces, I'm pretty sure she said something about Cantaloupalingus. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587.
Do we have a title for this show?
Or send us an email. At contact@dubiousintent.com. Yes, we have the title. Yes, we have a title for this show. We always have a title for all of our shows.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I didn't hear it.
I did indeed say it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you remember to join the Fantasy Summer Movie League. You can check out the link over at our website if you have not, if you're not in the chat room this evening, you can go over to our website. Under the latest release there will be a link to specifically get to the Pride 48 League. If you go to summermovieleague.com and join on your own, then make sure you join the Pride 48 League. Remember, the password is Pride48ML. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Hey, guys, it's Mark from It's All About Me. Just calling to let you know that H.R. Giger is dead at 74. He was the inspiration for the Alien in the Alien movies. But he's also an excellent artist. But anyways, H.R. Giger, dead at 74. I'm sure R.T. Cruiser's already called in because he's like, 3 days ahead of us. Anyways, talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys. R.T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Hans Rudolf Giger. The artist that that designed the alien monster did. Bye. Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser, celebrity death row correspondent. Lee Marshall, the voice of Tony the Tiger. Dead at 64. Bye.